I just came back from Eretz Yisrael after a year and a half, and I'm ready to start dating. But one problem, my parents have a totally different picture of someone than I do. I would like someone who would learn from the beginning and then go into chinuch. However, my father doesn't understand this whole few-year learning thing. I don't know what to do, how to make him understand. Can Rav Lev give me some etza? Thanks so much for your time. Anonymous from New Jersey. Okay, there are all different reasons why a person would want to devote himself for learning, either temporarily or permanently. We're talking about somebody who is going to go into chinuch, so then their learning is crucial as a time of preparing themselves for their vocation. If they don't learn intensely, even the first few years of marriage, are not going to be very good educators, very good mechanchim, as much as a person has himself, as much as he can give over to others. In addition, somebody who's going to be a mechanech has to have the Torah as the main thing in his life. And if you don't center your life around Torah completely the first year or two of marriage, then how in the world are you going to do that ever? When earning a living and other things compete for one's focus together with the Torah. So I would tell your father, if you're looking for someone who is going to go into chinuch, who's Torah Som Naso, or he's going into Rabbonis or something to Klei Kodesh, you want to be someone who's going to fulfill their responsibility to Klal Yisrael. You have all this education, and the leaders of Klal Yisrael and those who are Rabbonim and so on are going to only come from the people who have this education. Then if the person you want to marry wants to fulfill that obligation to Klal Yisrael and go into chinuch, Rabbonis, Dayonis, whatever it may be, as a responsibility to Klal Yisrael, then just as someone who wants to become a doctor or a lawyer or anything else goes to college for many years and then to graduate school, even after they're married, to be the best doctor, lawyer, so on that they can be, someone who wants to be an Oved Hashem and fulfill responsibility to Klal Yisrael also has to devote himself, even after marriage, to an intense study of Torah and an intense Torah life to be able to be the greatest Oved Hashem that he can be and to that way fulfill his responsibility also to Klal Yisrael.